Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to History on History. I once again am Hartooth Caboodle. Today we're talking a little bit about Mr. Alkaline Skydancer. You know, we're talking about the humble beginnings of a later great and amazing individual who did great and amazing things. He started as just a lad, as many of us do, and he came from humble beginnings, lived in an igloo made of sand on the planet Tatupalar. Now, I have with me today guest. This is someone who actually lived in the area, grew up around Alkaline Skydancer, and at least knew him in some perfunctory way. So please, by all means, introduce yourself, sir.
Yes. I am Watu C.
Watu C. Yes. Now, how exactly did you interact with Mr. Sky Dancer?
Oh, well, we called him Alki at the time. Ew. Alki would be so full of life as he ran around, oh, gathering bits and pieces, always working on different things. He once built a robot.
He built a robot?
Yes.
As just a child?
Yes, as a child, he built an etiquette droid.
Really?
Oh, yes.
An etiquette droid?
It's true.
As just a child?
As just a child.
Now, many would say that that's impossible and a bit far-fetched.
If I had not seen it with my own eyes, I would have said impossible.
And yet, there it was.
Right in front of me.
Yeah, fantastic. That's absolutely splendiferous. So he was extraordinary at a very young age then, yes?
Oh, yes. He was so extraordinary and so very angry.
Oh, well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, he had a joyful anger, though. Not a sad anger or an angry anger. It was a happy anger.
He had a happy anger.
He seemed to skip along angrily everywhere he went.
Just a happy-go-lucky, angry, angry child.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, besides the building of the robot that helped with the etiquette, did you see any other evidences of extraordinary behavior in young Alki, I believe you said?
Yes, yes. Alki. Alki was a rod racer.
Yes, yes.
The only child rod racer there ever was.
There have been numerous ones since.
Well, yes, since.
Yes.
But not before.
Not before.
He opened the trend to murderous little children.
Yes, he did indeed, yes.
Because he killed so many other rod racers.
He very much did, yes. Just bumping them aside into a rock and they explode, or...
He once threw a wrench right into the rod of another racer.
Yes.
And that racer exploded.
It exploded.
In front of his family.
Now, one must say that these were different times.
Oh, yes.
So these kind of things were completely legal in rod racing at the time.
I believe they still are.
Yes, and that is why it's okay that he did such a thing.
Yes.
And we should not look on him negatively because that kind of thing is legal, and if everybody does it, it must be right.
Right.
So he was extraordinary in his mechanical buildings. He was extraordinary in his racing of the rods. Any other obvious extraordinariness?
I would dare say...
Even
at a young age...
Yes.
He certainly seemed full of stress.
Did he now?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's very interesting indeed.
Yes. You rarely see young children just full of that kind of stress.
Yes, but children are typically not full of stress. It is true. But you saw this in this happy, angry, robot-building Rodraither.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, what kind of company did he keep?
Well, around the last time I saw him...
Yes, yes.
Mind you, he'd be, what, 9, 10 years old?
Oh, yes, yes.
He was hanging out with two older men.
Really?
Yes.
Two older men. He was not playing with children his age then. He was just...
No.
No, hanging around with these two men.
Yes.
Ah, well, that's... I'm sure once you become, once you're so advanced and you know so many things and you're building these things and racing these things and your ideas and your thoughts are so advanced that you would want to be around adults instead of other children. Yes, so that makes perfect sense, yes?
Yes. In fact... It seemed like he left with one of the old guys.
Did he now?
Yeah.
Well, one can assume it was a relative, an uncle, or perhaps an older brother, or something along those lines.
I think it was General Obi-Gon.
Obi-Gon?
Yeah.
Obi-Gon Baloney.
Yes, that's him. That's the guy.
Well.
You know, he showed up like a years later and just lived in a cave.
Yes. He lived a very long time.
But yeah, I think it was the Obi-Gon guy, and he had another guy with him. He was a tall guy with a big head.
Okay.
And a big nose.
Okay.
What was his name? His name was like... Trigun Neeson?
Oh, Trigun Neeson.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I have no idea who that is. He must have done nothing of consequence.
He was a great DJ Knight.
Oh, was he now?
DJ Knight?
Yes.
It was so long ago, that religion is forgotten.
It is hard to say.
Forgotten.
I believe both pronunciations are correct and accepted.
Well, there are like a million languages just in this quadrant alone.
Yes, and when you're using a universal translator, it comes out as it comes out, you know?
There you go.
Now, an extraordinary thing, ladies and gentlemen, today on History. The humble beginnings of Alkaline Skydancer, who was, as we all know, an amazing and heroic man, and what proves to be also... an amazing and heroic child.
Welcome back to GPR's expose on Alkaline Skydancer. Whatever happened to that hero of the Duplicates War? Well, as it turns out, I have one of the few duplicate troopers still around who served alongside Alkaline. Sir, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Duplicate 429-8763-444-9186-T.
Is it all right if we just call you T?
Yes, that's what most people do. Yeah.
Great. So, tell me, T, you served... with Alkaline Skydancer in the Great Duplicate Wars.
I did serve around him. I'll be honest with you. He was extraordinary. That's well known. He's not exactly what I would call a team player.
No, really?
He didn't have to be, you know? He just goes out there and he's whipping that laser thing around.
Right, he was quite adept at use of the laser sword.
Yeah.
Much like Dark Lord Death Xavier.
Yeah, kind of like that. But he just spinning that thing around and slicing people up. And
a little more flashy than Death Xavier.
Yeah, even a lot more flash from what I could see. I can't say I haven't seen Death Xavier, but it was something to behold. Now, all us duplicates, we just had our blasters, and we just kind of stood around and shot on either side of him so that nobody had come in from the sides.
And tell me if the reports are true,
yeah,
that Alkaline was almost always accompanied by Obi-Gon Baloney.
Obi-Gon Baloney was all in. He was all part of it. You ever saw one, you'd see the other. They were just always together. Obi-Gon, he could whip a laser sword around himself, I'll be honest.
Oh,
he was
really?
pretty
I did
adept.
Not realize that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Pretty adept at the laser sorting. So you get both of them in a battle, and what do you got? You got a lot of time on your hands is what you got, because they just kind of take point, and you just kind of do a cleanup after they're done. This guy's got his arm cut off, but he's still alive. Zap. That's really kind of what you're doing.
I see. Yeah. So, do you have any personal experiences, one-on-one time with Alkaline?
I remember one time in battle, he looked at me, and then he was like, "Go!" And he pointed in a direction. That was pretty intense. We did have one evening where all us duplicates were sitting around the fire, just talking, which gets confusing, because the darker it gets, you can't really see each other, and we all sound the same, so you never know who's talking. But Alkaline, he'd hop in and start talking as well, and he'd tell us stories of the stress and stuff like that.
So it's true that Alkaline Skydancer was a user of the stress.
Oh, yeah. He and the old man were both stressing out the whole time. The whole time we were in battle, man, they were stressing out. You would see them, they battled with the swords, and then people would go flying. Where they were just stressing out. It was crazy. I'll be honest. He was an amazing man. I'm not trying to badmouth him in any way, shape, or form. You know, it's a religion.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, of course.
It's sort
of
a religion, and maybe sharing some details about the whole religion with the rest of the group might have helped us out a bit.
Were they secretive?
Not like purposely secretive, but they were very cryptic about the whole thing. They kind of talked in riddles about it.
Huh.
If I hadn't seen them stress out so well, I would have said that they didn't understand it themselves, but obviously they knew what they were doing. But in the end, the battle was won.
So. We've all heard reports of people using the stress to move objects with their mind, or throw things a great distance, or move very fast. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see anything like that when dealing with Skydancer and maybe Baloney?
Sure. Oh, sure. They'd be throwing people around in battle and stuff like that. Again, would have been really handy information to give the other people fighting in the battle. But he'd also, we're sitting around the fire. If somebody wanted a drink, they would have to go and get it. But not Skydancer. Oh, no. He would just sit there and that sucker would float up and go right to his hand. It's crazy.
So he could draw a drink to his own hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
And even more fascinating is the fact that Dark Lord Death Xavier has done that on numerous occasions, where he would reach out and an object that he wants to have, notably drinks, would come to his hand.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah. I oftentimes worried about his drinking.
Yeah.
That perhaps he did too much. Well, not that it is anyone's.
No, it's fine. That's
judgment
his own
here.
Business, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure he's been through some things. I know Alkaline sure had been through some things in that battle. He had seen some things. And, of course, Obi-Gon, he was right there by his side, man. That guy was a true friend, I'll tell you what. He was ready to protect Alkaline, whatever it took. He was, he's a good guy. We would try and talk to him. He was a little weird. You could tell he'd been in that cave for a while.
You know, I just recently got a line on Alkaline's last known position was a lava planet of all places.
A lava planet.
It was the last time he was seen going to a lava planet. Do you know any reason why he would go to a lava planet?
Oh, let me think here. I'm trying to think. In the duplicate wars, did we ever end up on a lava planet? And, you know, you'd think I'd remember that. There's a lot of desert on a lot of planets. There were some that were a little more lush. One of them, I think, was completely underwater. I honestly have no recollection of a lava planet. Maybe that was like a vacation or something he was doing. I'm not sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, T.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And I hope that you have a long and stressful life.
Well, thank you.
This is GPR, and I am Jasper Beetleblocks. We're gonna do something a little different today. We're staying on the same track of the story of Alkaline Sky Dancer. A lot of rumors have flown around about Alkaline Sky Dancer and his relationship with Obi-Gon Baloney. Some people say that perhaps they had some sort of argument or something like that. Other people say that's ridiculous because what a sweet, sweet man Obi-Gon was. But the fact remains that the last time anyone really remembers seeing Alkaline Sky Dancer was with Obi-Gon Baloney. So we're going to kind of dig deeper into that and see if there is any truth to those rumors. Again, one of the rumors revolves around his possible relationship with a queen. Some people say princess. Some people say queen. Some people say that strange, stoic, skinny girl. But nobody is really sure. But I have hunted down myself a handmaiden to one of the queens that is believed to be the queen that Alkaline was interested in. So come introduce yourself.
Hey, what's that, dearie? Speak louder through the ear funnel.
I'm sorry, I'll talk right into the funnel. Introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Kira.
Ah, handmaid Kira. Now, you worked closely with the queen, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's great. Could you tell us a little bit more about the queen herself?
Oh, she was a queen.
Yes, she was. A lot of good information here. Well, let's get right down to the question. Did she at least know or spend time with Alkaline Sky Dancer?
Oh, what a handsome boy he was. He was a nice man to me. He brought me space prunes.
Ah, well, Okay, well, that answers that question. Yes, she did at least know Alkaline Skydancer. We're really digging in here and getting to the bits of truth. So can you give us more of a detailed account of the nature of their relationship?
One time, the three of us got on a quantum camel and we spent the day riding around.
The quantum camel, yes. Those are hard to come by. But again, if we could just go right back to the nature of the relationship between the Queen and Alkaline Skydancer. Were they romantic with each other?
He always had such interesting clothing that he was wearing, much different from the people that I was accustomed to.
Yes, yes, he was a DJ Knight. They have a tendency to wear cloak and things like that. So I can imagine that that was different than what you were used to.
Yes, yes. He always wore interesting jewelry.
Jewelry as well. Interesting. Did you ever see him use his laser sword?
Oh, no. I don't like violence very much.
Right. No one really does. Okay, so did you ever see any interaction with the Queen, Alkaline Skydancer, and Obi-Gon Baloney? Maybe the three of them talking, possibly arguing? Did you see anything like that?
Oh, I gave Obi-Gon a nice bath once.
You did?
Yes.
Ah, well, that must have been something for everyone involved. That, of course, is one of the handmaiden's duties, so I can understand that, but that's not really what I was asking. I'm going more for whether you saw the three of them together arguing or even laughing together, anything at all.
Could you repeat that again?
Yes. Did you ever see Obi-Gon Baloney, the Queen, and Alkaline Skydancer together?
Oh, it's about time for me to water my flowers.
Yes, I'm sure that's true. It's been delightful talking with you, Handmaid Kira. Handmaid Kira worked closely with the Queen, and I'm sure daily she was working, Handmaid Kira, nightly even, working with the Queen. And we appreciate you coming here. And
I was knighted, yes.
Good. Really great information. I'm so glad we tracked you down to come here with us. This is GPR.
So when I first got the call, it was a man telling me that he knew where I could find Obi-Gon, General Obi-Gon Baloney. And General Baloney hadn't been heard from in so long. I jumped at the opportunity. I got on the first transport. I found myself on the desert planet, Tatoo Parlar, and I couldn't believe myself traipsing through the deserts and finally having a sit-down. This is my interview with the one and only Obi-Gon Baloney. Hello, sir. I just got to say what an honor it is to meet you.
Yes, thank you. I suppose I am also honored to have you here. This is my cave.
It is a lovely cave. It is a lovely cave. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. What I want to say is, thank you for your service to the Galactic Domain. And
very nice of you
to
course,
say. Of course, we all remember the amazing heroic deeds that you and Alkaline Skydancer accomplished during the Duplicates War. And I just want to say that whatever happened to Alkaline?
Excuse me?
What happened to Alkaline Skydancer?
I was under the understanding that you were coming here to talk about the stress. I've come to talk about the stress. That was what we agreed we were going to
I know what we agreed on. I know what we agreed on, but really, a more pressing question, I believe, is whatever happened to Alkaline Skydancer.
I cannot speak to what happened to Alkaline Skydancer.
But the two of you were inseparable. Is that not the truth? You were inseparable.
Like a son to me.
Really?
Yes.
That comes off especially creepy, seeing as many people say that you just took him away from his home.
He was...
When he was 10.
I did not...
9?
Take him from 8? His home.
He was like 8 years old, he and was, you were you he were was, in your 30s, weren't you?
I was at least in my 30s. He was a promising young lad. He was doing amazing things.
So you just took him?
I did not just take him, no. His mother was saying, go take him and teach him more great things. And he was like... You bet I want to go. And I didn't want to take him at first. I was like, no, that's going to come off as weird with people. I probably shouldn't do that. But they said you must take him. And I did.
For those of you just tuning in, I am speaking with General Obi-Gon Baloney, who has just admitted to kidnapping a child.
Now, that's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. I did not kidnap anyone. He came of his free will with his mother's consent.
Are you the one who gave him a laser sword?
We came here to talk about the stress. The stress is what we were talking about. I will say that Alkaline showed great promise with the stress.
I see.
I've never met a child so full of stress. He was very full of stress, and I was teaching him to harness
the
stress.
So did you give a child a laser sword or not?
Not at first.
Not at first?
No. You train first with a non-laser sword.
A non-laser, like a metal sword?
Yes, a metal sword with a very sharp blade.
I see.
Like they used to use in olden times.
Right.
That hardly do any harm.
And you saw that this was an ordinary thing to give a small child.
Well, this was no ordinary child.
I see.
Back to the stress. The stress is a power that courses through us and around us. You can feel it within you. And it,
would
you
say that you
harness,
tricked Alkaline into serving?
I would not.
No,
I didn't trick anyone to anything. He was
really.
He was,
you're a DJ, aren't you? A DJ knight? Isn't that what you are? Isn't that your stress thing? Isn't that what you do?
A DJ knight. Yes, I am. I mean, I work with the stress and harness the stress. Uh-huh. The stress is a power.
Right.
It courses
and
through
it clouds
us.
People's minds.
No,
that,
it does not cloud people's minds.
It clouds people's minds. I've heard about DJ Knights coming up and being like, come with me, and waving their hand.
No.
And the person being like, I will go with you.
No,
Did you do that to Alkaline? Is that what happened?
No.
Alkaline was a victim of DJ sorcery?
I think you'll find that the further you get into this line of questioning, the more likely you'll find that this is not the story you're looking for.
This is not the story I'm looking for. Hey! Wait a minute!
Wait a minute, what?
Wait, you just did it to me!
Did what to you?
The thing where you did and you said and you waved your hand!
I don't know what you're talking about. I remember no such thing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this
you
is
are
not
just
the story you're looking for.
This is not the story you're... Wait, yes it is. Yes, this is exactly the story we are looking for.
I don't think that's true.
You are obviously some kind of child-stealing, brainwashing, violent person.
I am just an old hermit who lives in a cave. There's nothing weird about me at all.
I think right there, just in that statement, you're an old hermit that lives in a cave, is pretty weird. Are you even a native of this planet?
No. No, I just...
You chose to retire here?
In the cave, yes.
Who chooses to retire here?
Look at this
People
cave.
People call
it's
it the armpit
so
of
nice.
The universe.
It's really...
Nobody
it's the only
chooses
cool spot.
To live here.
It's the only cool spot on the planet, and it's very nice. And once again, I have to say that this is probably not the story you're looking for.
This is not the story I'm looking for. Stop doing that!
I'm not doing anything. I'm just
yes,
talking
you are.
To you.
You're just waving your hands and saying things.
No, I think you've gotten all the information you need, and this interview is over.
This interview is over. Hi, and welcome to GPR's in-depth look at the life and times of Alkaline Sky Dancer. We chased this story across the galaxy, and there was one unsung hero that stood out in the story of Alkaline Sky Dancer. He was a simple amphibious creature with floppy ears who rose to one of the highest positions in the Senate, a true war hero, and oftentimes misunderstood figure of history, Dar Dar Blinks. Now, Dar Dar Blinks has, of course, run into many criticisms, some of them for being an insensitive representation of the amphibian peoples, and, of course, turning over the Senate entirely to Senator Poppycock. So, sitting with me now, former Senator Dar Dar Blinks. Dar Dar, how would you address your critics?
Yes. Hello. I would like to say that my critics, they can say what they want to say, but simply, these things are not true, and therefore I feel not worth actually addressing.
You'll have to excuse me, but I've seen footage of you on the Senate floor passionately arguing a point.
Yes, and, I was very passionate about my senatorial duties.
Yes, but I have to say that you sound nothing like you did at that time. I'm taken aback by your eloquence.
Why, thank you. I've worked long and hard. You see, when I first met Alkaline Sky Dancer, my voice was, as you say, different, less eloquent, a little higher pitched. Very different indeed. But Alkaline, with the help of Obi-Gon Baloney, they worked together to create a different sort of level for me to achieve. I was enrolled in many different classes and learned as much as I possibly could, but also speech therapy to overcome what was an unfortunate speech impediment.
And you're telling me that Alkaline Sky Dancer helped you land on this voice?
Yes. Yes. This was the voice that he felt gave me a sense of gravitas that was commanding and important. He was really kind of weird about it, I'll be honest, but this is what he wanted, and who was I to argue? I was barely intelligible with the ridiculous speech impediment I had.
Right, well, a lot of that had to do with having a 9-foot tongue. Right?
That was part of the problem. I have had some surgeries. My 9-foot tongue is now, if you look, 9 inches
that
now.
That is very reasonable.
Yes,
very
it is.
Reasonable
it
length.
Makes it easier
right.
for me to articulate.
I can see that now. It's fascinating because your voice sounds so familiar.
That is odd.
It is.
Well, I have been known to narrate things from time to time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Could you give us a little bit of narration?
I certainly can. I have worked for the Underground News Network.
Oh, yes.
This is UNN.
Wow.
Yes, that was me.
Fascinating.
Yes, yes. I did some work for some children's movies.
Did you now?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Incredible.
Yes. I played the father figure to young. We were both animals. We were both Tauntauns.
Oh, and the Tauntaun King.
Yes, the Tauntaun. I was the
Tauntaun
King.
You were the
King.
Papa Tauntaun King.
Yes, that
oh
was
my,
me.
That was one of my favorite movies
yes,
of all time.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, I did not know you were so versatile.
Well, you know, when the Congress disbanded and we were trying to find work, I found that this voice that I had found is, quite lucrative.
Yeah. Amazing, Tauntaun King.
Yes, thank you.
That's amazing. So tell us, do you know anything about why Alkaline Skydancer just vanished?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. And if you're out there listening, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Dardar Blinks and learning a great deal about his history. And he's the dad from Tauntaun King.
Here, I'll give you a little treat. Remember who you are going to be later. Thank you.
Our investigation has taken us far and wide. GPR is doing a special expose on whatever happened to Alkaline Skydancer. Now, just when we thought we had hit a wall, we got this private transmission from a man who says he can blow the lid off of this story. He asked us to meet him in an undisclosed place at an undisclosed time, which was especially difficult. But here is the interview. Are you...
Who are you looking for?
Deep Neck?
Yeah, I'm Deep Neck.
All right, so we were told that you have information about Skydancer.
Oh, I got some Skydancer information for you. Oh, don't you even worry about that. You're going to hear some stuff. Are you ready for the stuff that's going to turn your eyelids inside out and make your ears fall off? Figuratively.
Oh yes, if it's figuratively, yes. If it's literally, then I would like to refrain.
There's been a cover up.
What?
A cover up.
A cover up.
There's been a cover up. And I'm not just talking figuratively here. There's been a cover up literally too. But let me go to the figurative one first, okay. And then I'll work my way to the literal one. I'm now kind of wishing I hadn't said ahead of time that there was also a little, because that would have been a great reveal later.
That would have been, and we don't edit these, so I'm sorry.
Ah, all right. Well, at any rate, there's been a cover up. You see, everybody knows that the last time Alkaline was seen was with Obi-Gon, right?
Well, he was always seen with Obi-Gon,
right.
So that wasn't really a surprise.
Oh, no. The surprise was when he was suddenly gone, yeah?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Alkaline went missing, they say, after he visited a lava planet.
Yeah, everybody says after he visited a lava planet.
What are you saying?
I'm saying Obi-Gon was always with him, right?
Are you saying that Obi-Gon was on the lava planet with Alkaline?
I have done some research. Some research that could get me in some intense trouble, I tell you. And from what I can tell, Obi-Gon was on the lava planet.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Nobody wants anybody to know this, but it's the truth. Now, going back... Alkaline.
Right.
He was working with Poppy Seed.
That's right.
Yeah, they were close.
They were close. They were close.
Like buddy buddy.
Right.
They were shaking hands, slapping each other's back. Ha right. ha, everything's grand. Alkaline set up to be the right-hand man to Poppy Seed, yeah?
That certainly seemed like the way it was going.
And then he's gone.
Right.
But what happens? Some guy comes out of nowhere. This Death Xavier guy comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, he's the right man. Has anybody looked into his background?
Well, he's the Lord of Dark Death Xavier.
I tell you what, somebody's looked into his background.
What did they find?
They nothing. I found. There's nothing about him before he shows up.
Really?
There's some documents here and there, but I'm pretty sure they're forged. He appears right after Alkaline disappears. Coincidence? I think not.
So you're saying that the Dark Lord, Death Xavier, had something to do with Alkaline's disappearance?
Possible he was working with Obi-Gon and killed...
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's very possible.
Right. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. I think he was probably like a really big criminal or something like that.
Ah.
And then he had his whole
past expunged.
And
Death Xavier uses a laser sword.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Gon uses a laser sword.
Yeah.
They're laser sword buddies.
Yes. They're part of that whole laser sword club that I'm thinking is a real thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This blows the lid off of everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Xavier was some sort of famous criminal that everybody knew about. So what does he do? He wears a mask. A literal cover-up.
Wow.
Yeah, see how much better that would have been if I hadn't said
there
was a literal
cover-up? Yeah, if you hadn't said it
earlier,
it would have
been. Gosh, man, I feel bad about that. I apologize.
That's all right.
I'm not a storyteller. I just dig for facts in back alleys with weirdos.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this insight, and hopefully we won't be executed for saying these things out loud.
Well, I'm going to fade back into the shadows, and I suggest you go talk to Death Xavier.
Right. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to GPR. I am Scally Skagglewags, and I am here with Death Xavier. Dark Xavier or Death Xavier?
Dark Lord Death Xavier.
Dark Lord Death Xavier. Now, I have a question for you. I and the public would like to know.
Yes, I sleep in a hyperbolic chamber.
That is not what I was going to ask, but...
This is a new helmet.
It's very shiny. I like
it.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
But we're getting a bit off track here. I was going to ask you if you knew anything about Alkaline Skydancing. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Don't ever say that name! Oh. Oops. This has been GPR. We return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
You gotta have friends like Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know that you're lucky if he says you're his one and only. They say that he swings both ways violently with the laser sword, and who wouldn't want that in a friend? Remember that guy who disappeared so mysteriously? Nobody understood why he didn't come back from that planet made of lava. It seemed kind of strange that Obi-Wan came back and acted suspiciously, but it doesn't seem likely that he'd split a guy in half and leave him for dead, right? They say that he swings both ways violently with the laser sword. Oh. But who wouldn't want that in a friend?